11 in the essay, you can hear about Robert Hooke's inventions. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:15, and that means it's time for Late Junction with Anna Hilden-Essett.
Thank you. bom, depois eu te mando o CD com essa brincadeira aqui. Eu tô no estúdio, rapaz. Você falando essa palhaçada aí. Vai custar caro isso aí. Tá. Tchau.
Futuristic Tropicália by contemporary Brazilian group Cassin Plus Two. Welcome to Late Junction with me, Anna Hilden Nassett. To Japan now with Tatsuhiko Asano, an enigmatic percussionist, guitar player and video game composer. This track is called 66.
Thank you.
Tatsuhiko Asano with 66. On this day in 1990, British and French Channel Tunnel workers met 40 metres under the English Channel seabed. Under that sea is where, according to myth, there existed a city named Ys. We're going to hear two harpists inspired by that lost city off the coast of Brittany. First up is Breton Alain Stivell.
Thank you. From the top of the flight of the wide white stairs, through the rest of my life, do you wait for me there? There's a bell in my ears, there's the wide white roar, drop a bell down the stairs, hear it fall forevermore, hear it fall forevermore. blotted out in the sea. Of the soil, why the long face? streets are pawing like dogs. Pitch we pale-faced angry as I write in my log. Then I hear a noise from the hall.
Joanna Newsom's Sawdust and Diamonds from her album called Ease. Before that, we heard the deep electric harp of downtown New York improviser and composer Zena Parkins. Joanna Newsom's favourite album of all time, she's often said in interviews, is Roy Harper's Stormcock, an album which profoundly inspired her Ease. She invited Harper to play Stormcock in its entirety on her tour, which she did. Here's a song from that album called The Same Old Rock. There was much mutual admiration between Harper and Led Zeppelin, and Jimmy Page plays lead guitar on this song. For contractual reasons, Page couldn't be named on the first pressing. He was credited as the mysterious Mr. S. Flavius Mercurius.
direction spin that gather all the times and tides at once we love within that build the edges round the shrouds that cloud the setting sun. Single stillness of the mirror that is made by each and every one of all the colors in a shade. Inside each eye is sitting like the sword inside the blade. For here we stand, hand to hand, fighting for the promised land. Try to tell me with consternation that you have found me a brand new lock. And you try to warn me that there's only one combination. Multiplying the mystery with utterance sublime, and crossed his heart for those who died insane. His friend, a restless mouthpiece, 7,000 years of age, trends to flash a face to shape his ways. Everlasting light is burning bright inside his cage. He's only got to breathe to fan the blaze. Such a groove to have him here on board her living out of bed. Such a gas to see him flying through his ceaseless slip. One day, someday, soon he'll lose his head. And withering in the galleries with eyes fixed on the door,
a whole new me, and thanks a lot. And those who see but cannot stand to walk on any floor, for fear that good is something bad is not. Your wall, damn it all, man. Can't you see?
Wilco drummer Glenn Kocher's reworking of Congolese group Konono No. 1. Peter Zinoviev was the first person to set up a private electronic music studio in the UK, and he's the inventor of the EMS synthesizer, which was used by groups like Pink Floyd and Kraftwerk. This spring, he was commissioned to make a multi-channel piece for a sculpture by American artist Matthew Ritchie, which I had the privilege to experience in Istanbul. The sculpture, or pavilion, because it's so large, is a black skeleton with 54 speakers hidden inside. Zinoviev's piece for the pavilion is called Bridges from Somewhere and Another to Somewhere Else. We're going to hear a stereo version he made exclusively for Late Junction from his original multi-channel piece.
Thank you.
Nikita Zinoviev's Many Bridges from Somewhere and Another to Somewhere Else, a piece inspired in part by Bela Bartok's recording of Turkish folk music. There are traces of East European folk musics in most of Bartok's mature work, including his sonata for two pianos and percussion. This is the second movement.
Thank you. Oh.
Our Days by Sandy Denny. The only example of Denny's interest in Vaughan Williams and British pastoral music. The version we just heard is a newly mastered, cleaned-up version available on the brand new box set of her collected work. Now to Africa. Seyoum Gebreyes was one of the great saxophonists of the late 60s swinging Addis Ababa, with powerful sound and punchy phrasing. Here's the groovy Hametegro from the Ethiopique series.
Lageri hole ogeni himi masli himi bochek isu hareni emitamao sirabile himi tadek antenete sifrale qual yehlina danyinetu lante himem lahamitu ixyo abitrabitu kekeli hono istebsu himi tafid yesaw siga esti asreda hamitenyao betor melasatoga
Thank you.
San Xian with three vocals from a collection of street music from Lhasa. From Tibet now to the hills of western Norway. Gert Tveit was a composer deeply inspired by Norwegian folk music. He collected and transcribed over 1,000 folk tunes which he wove into his orchestral works. He kept all his manuscripts in a wooden chest at his ancestral farmhouse in Hardanger. When the house tragically burnt down in 1970, Tveit lost everything he'd worked on, except for a few pieces. 51 piano works based on folk tunes survived the fire. We're going to hear one of these, but first, Tveit himself singing two short tunes in a rare recording from the 50s.
I kveld såg en gutten din. Han stod utför glaset och kikade in. Med sylknappad tröja och kringskåret hår. Tvi var sedan gutten kom vent han gav. Syro, 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 syro. Siroso iruto iroiso yoro iruto irosi uraiso yoro iotto iroso iroiso yoro sun Ola ini edna han sökte ne ein baut helje ut i vije han barst i tunge graut. O Magnil og hans veiden, da i skratta bære out, sa da var ikke meir enn en gammel baut, enn en gammel baut.
From the beloved piano of Geir Tveit to a much-loved organ. Here's Tom Rashon, part of the Los Angeles Free Music Society, with a track, I Love My Organ.
Thank you. Seconds of living this away, and I guess it's time I started to pray them bars away. I wonder what you're doing since I don't see you none. Are you still a-doing all them rotten things we done? If you've got some spare time, why don't you learn to pray?
Turn it smiling faces sometimes. They don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I've got proof. Sometimes, hey, they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I've got proof.
Hey, your enemy won't do you no harm, 'cause you know where he's coming from.
Don't let the handshake and the smile fool you. Take my advice, I'm on. Sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I've got proof.
Beware of the handshake that has a snake. The undisputed truth with smiling faces sometimes. Before that, Lee Hazlewood with Pray Them Bars Away from his record Cowboy in Sweden, which actually started out as a TV programme for Swedish television, a series of strange short films accompanied by Hazlewood's songs. The series starts with a surreal image of Hazlewood wearing his Stetson riding out of a Scandinavian Airlines cargo plane on a black stallion. December has come around again. Here is Martin Carthy meditating on the passing of the seasons.
All the January man, he walks the round in woolen coat and boots of leather. The February man still shakes the snow from off his hair and blows his hands. Oh, the man of March, he sees the spring and wonders what the year will bring and hopes for better weather. Through April rain, the man goes down to watch the birds come in to share the summer. The man of May stands, but he's still watching the children dance away the day. In June, the man inside the moon is young and wants to lend a hand and grins at each newcomer. And in July, the man in cotton shirt, he sits and thinks on being idle. The August man in thousands takes the road to watch the sea and find the sun. September man is standing near to saddle up and lead the year, and autumn is his bridle. And the man of new October takes the reins, and early frost is on his shoulder. The poor November man sees fire and rain and snow and mist and winter gale. December man looks through the snow to let 11 brothers know they're all a little older. And the
January man comes round again in woolen coat and boots of leather to take another turn and walk along the icy road he knows so well. Oh, the January man is here for starting each and every year along the road forever.
The January Man by Martin Carthy. We've reached the end of Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. You can find details of all the tracks I've played tonight on the website. I'm Anna Hilda Nesset and I'll be back tomorrow evening. I'll leave you now with Talk Talk's Eden. Good night. Thank you.
Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night, especially if you've just tuned in. The next hour of music's from the 2008 Proms. Jerzy Bielachlawek conducts the BBC Symphony Orchestra in Mendelssohn's overture Wie Blass and the second of Brahms' piano concertos, for which they're joined by Lars Vogt. And there's more Brahms later on. Barbara Hendricks is singing some of his songs with the pianist Leif Uwe Ansnes. Mendelssohn wrote his overture Wie Blass to go with a play by Victor Hugo. Initially, he wasn't keen to do it, but in the end he produced a portrait, as the critic Eduard Hanslick put it, of a brilliant world of chivalry.
Thank you.
music Schumann called a rollicking orchestral piece, Mendelssohn's overture Oui Blas. Jerzy Bielachlawek was conducting the BBC Symphony Orchestra there at the 2008 Proms. And now Lars Vogt joins them to play the second of the piano concertos by Brahms, number 2 in B-flat. It followed the first piano concerto after a gap of some 20 years, and a close friend of Brahms's said the relationship between the works was like that of a man to a youth. Brahms was now about to turn 50, and the second concerto is one of his longest works, also unusually symphonic. It has 4 movements with what Brahms called, ironically, a tiny wisp of a scherzo.